And in what we do need is great lake homes, not these 15-bedroom, whatever they call these reunion homes. We don't need those. The idea behind these townhomes is perfect for, like, my best friend. We showed him the plans, and he goes, oh, I'll take one. So the traffic that happens there around that corner, isn't that the county's problem? Shouldn't they correct it? I know that 10 years ago, when I was here asking for permits for a completely different design, the commissioner at the time suggested, why don't we just close that off? Why don't we just get rid of Taney Street? That was somebody else's idea. So, that's it. I think it belongs there. I think the townhomes are a fantastic addition. If I didn't already own a home here, I'd buy one up there. I like the idea. And I think the traffic around it is the least of our problems. And I've been asking Brad to service the fireworks display for years.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else?
I'm Rod Glaze, and I live at 195 Amherst, which is south of the project, and I am ecstatic to see this project, mainly because of the existing projects that are going on behind my house, which used to be one of their piece of properties as well. The greatest thing about it is when I moved here in 2000, Candlestick Inn was an immediate place for me to go eat. It was obviously a greatest and what I've decided is that we could get together and we could put a gondola from my house across 76 okay, just a thought. And I would buy one of the units myself, too. You know, all of Mount Branson has road issues, big deal. They will get fixed if we talk about it enough and get there. And Devin is fixing Amherst, and so, you know, it's been a while, but it's going to happen. And the second part to this whole thing, oh, I did have a question. Isn't there a third parcel that's owned by the Coxes?
Yes.
There is. So you're using that for anything?
We don't have a plan.
Okay. Because I was looking at everything, and I thought the addresses were the same, and you were using all three of them, because I didn't see all. Okay.
But let's just address what we're dealing with this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just had that question. So the only other thing I come up here to say is what I usually say about projects in that area is MoDOT needs to take responsibility for and I've talked to MoDOT, and I do on an ongoing basis, and I try to keep on top of everything. MoDOT has work to do on 76. The traffic's horrible there. It's going to be horrible anywhere all the way up to the top, where as long as we continue to build up there, we're going to have traffic issues, and it's part of growth. If we allow growth, we're going to have to fix some of the other stuff. It's not the county's responsibility to take care of 76. It's just the infrastructure that the county has responsibility for. So the conversation has to be with MoDOT to fix some of the traffic issues, because if traffic flow is better on 76, it'll be better on everything else. So that's it out of me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Anyone else want to speak for or against this project? Okay, I guess we'll have our representative come back up.
We have one more.
Where? Oh, I'm sorry. Come on up. I didn't see you.
My name is Sherry Lane, and I'm the wife of Pat Lane that spoke earlier. We invested in property on East Lake with the idea that we saw a real potential in property values being raised. And we feel strongly, we have spent a substantial amount of money, and anybody that would like to come and visit our home, you're welcome to do that. We have got quite a bit of money invested in that house, way more than probably a lot of the other surrounding properties. But it didn't deter us from doing that because there is a beautiful view, and that whole area has so much potential. But the other thing about that area is that people enjoy coming there, and it's just some of the best trout fishing available. But certainly what I would like to, I've been a real estate broker for 38 years. And so I think of property value as any project that you take on. Safety certainly has already been addressed. The property value, I think, in those townhouses, I think by design, we've all witnessed what's happened with Johnny Morris and the way he takes a cabin and makes it fit into the area so that it feels really like it's supposed to belong there. It's not just a commercial-looking piece of property. And I would encourage, first of all, I think 9 sounds like it would be very difficult to maintain the parking area and so on. But I also think that if you want to increase the value, the property value, and the ability for that area to grow in its property value, I think you need to be mindful of what gets put in there. And just pretty low-key builder-grade townhouse is not going to bring that property value up to the level that I think it really should be. Yes, there are small houses all around that, but that's not going to be there forever. That property and that area have the potential to be really something special. The Candlestick Inn, I've been there when I was a young person, and my father took us there because it was my parents' anniversary, and he wanted to go to the nicest place he could go, and so he brought us to the Candlestick Inn, and I still remember what that was about. I think we all are in agreement, so there's nothing about that that bothers anybody, but I think before Phase 2 gets voted on, I'd like to suggest that there be an architectural view and take a look at what's going to be built so that it improves property value at the same time that it, obviously they have to create profit, you know, I wouldn't expect otherwise. But I do think what I've seen so far is not impressing me in terms of making it look like it belongs in that area. And so I'd like to encourage the group that's over this to take a look at that as something to think about in the long-term progress of this. So that's all I need to say.
What have you seen so far?
Pardon?
What have you seen so far as per the plans?
Well,
another question, what do you mean by builder quality?
Well, I'm just taking a look at what the drawing looks like.
Do you have any architectural plans or any?
I have not. No, it has not been available. I've only looked at the pictures that you just showed. And those pictures, if you took that and compared it to a Johnny Morris type of cabin-y look that has a fit in the...
Well, there's not very many Johnny Morris around.
Well, that's true. That's true. And I'm not advocating that we need to spend as much as he would spend. But I do think... Well, exactly. But I do think that it reflects on the property values in the whole area because what I'd like to see happen is just not only that improves, but all that whole area, then the property value starts to increase. And I believe that it's on target to do that. And people that I've talked to and so on, I really believe that in the real estate community, there's an awareness that that area has a great potential. And it's the reason that we invested the money that we did, and we paid more than double what we paid for the land to just improve the property and take it from a property that was a very basic little ranch house to house it. It's a 3-car garage, and it's got really nice amenities on that house. And we've doubled, more than doubled what we paid for it. So anyway, just a suggestion.
Thank you. Anyone else want to speak on this project? Anyone else that I'm missing? No? Okay. Well, we'll have a representative come back up. Did you want to address any of the issues you've heard?
Well, let's do. First off, 8 units, and these are not low-end builder grade. They would be higher-end sale grade, and we're following trends that you see right now in these designs. We're following trends. We do a lot of work in the 49 corridor, Fayetteville, Bentonville, Rogers, And Johnny Morris doesn't come over there to cabins in that corridor area. And we've got an amazing site here, as the owner knows. And what they would do here would be first class, and certainly maybe not highest end, but it would be higher end. And I believe we would find immediately a very large market for a small unit where people would like to come and own something with a view in an amazing place. And they may not live there full time. That's not up for this commission or myself to determine. But they would come and utilize those, and that decreases traffic concerns alone. We do have ample parking. The parking fully complies with all the current county codes and requirements. So the intent here would be a higher end project on phase two. And we actually, these are stacked here, and the term townhouse is being used here because that's a code term of how these are constructed and comply with all fire measures, all fire requirements. The restaurant itself will comply with all fire requirements, but the townhouse term is used only because of the type of construction. Our actual, we revised the site plan for the planning folks, and it's not shown here. We actually have two fourplex units here, and they're split with a division between it. And just to address that, in zoning world, we are way under, in terms of zoning, the density on these units on this site is far less than what we would see in many, many places that are in a strong growth. So based on a per acre count, this is way under what, and it's that way because the owner does want sellable, usable units here with the tremendous view, not even touching the rest of the site. That's the concept of the design. So anything else question-wise, I'd be glad to address or talk about.
Anyone?
Is the only way we can do this all together is with the CUP here tonight, correct? Unless they split the projects.
I personally think we ought to vote on phase one and then phase two. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Let me just say now, both of these require CUP by your zoning standards.
Well, that's okay. My next question was for our administrator. Is there any way we could rezone where that could just be a piece of property where they can build this project, and then when it comes time to resell, everybody have to come back? Well, I mean, it just seems like a real burden to the buyer.
It is a burden, and I agree with you completely, except that is your planning and zoning regs. If we put this type of unit in any C1, it's going to be required to have a CUP, and it is required to come back time after time every sale. That's a very uncommon ordinance or regulation, and it is a burden. But it is what it is, and I think the current owner is willing to take that on. And that's a matter of a sale exposure. I mean, you will lose a sale because of that, probably, but you also might not.
So option we haven't discussed is that is 8 lots or 7 lots, and then meets and bounds, it's the bluff part. They could amend that flat of that subdivision and they come through for R3 zoning for the upper part.
Yeah.
The lower part would stay C1 with the CUP, but that could be replatted. There's enough density there, or acreage for the density.
Now what?
Being it's connected to sewer, so that north part could be rezoned to C3.
But that would be the rezoning process.
Then